Hi, hello. Welcome to the Dirty Rabbit Hole podcast. I'm Michael Foreman, author. Hi again, I'm Michael Foreman, author, calling to you all the way from the Dirty Rabbit Hole podcast in Western Australia. Yep, that's where this accent comes from. I'm an Australian, and I'm an author of some deeply dark adult fiction that centres its narrative around sexless marriages. And you might say, which sexless marriage? Well, it's fiction, but you could very well say that my books are pseudo-biographical. You can fill in the blank spaces as you like, but my experience has been written into a story, and you're quite welcome to download a copy of it from smashwords.com. The title is Seethings, and my home site is michaelforemanwriting.com. But I won't talk about that today. I use the podcast to talk to sufferers of sexless marriages because I know what it feels like to be in a very long relationship or marriage and not be a part of that physical intimacy. But what I find, before I go on any further, let me say that most of these podcasts have been specifically designed for the person suffering inside the sexless marriage, that is, the person who wants sex but doesn't get it. But I had a thought the other day. What about the person in the couple, the spouse, rather, who is withholding sex? Do they feel some kind of pressure to perform? I think most of my listeners, and I can't tell for sure until you tell me, I can't discern between one half of the couple or the other half. So I guess what I'm saying, this podcast is mainly for those people who feel the pressure to perform but don't want to and are basically throwing their hands up and going, why does my spouse keep pressuring me for sex? Because I always wondered what my wife thought about it from her end. I know what she told me. She always said, and I'm speaking in past tense because it's a divorce. We divorced. But when we communicated together about the topic of sex, something that she didn't like to talk about, she would often say to the counsellor, that's all he thinks about. That's all he ever wants to do, which is not true. I did a lot of other things. The problem was, once we started moving towards the bedroom or talking about the bedroom, then our lines of differences were apparent. And you could be the sufferer or the person who's withholding sex. Either way around, you've got an issue between the two of you, and you are both at fault, both to blame, but also both can repair it and change the outcome to that. Now, I don't know the answers to the question because, one, I'm not a sexual psychologist. I'm only a sufferer of a marriage that had no sex in it. We never had any children, but that's beyond the point now, thank God. But I was very interested to know that if you are a listener of this podcast, most particularly this episode, and you are the person who is accused of withholding sex, I'd like to hear from you. I'd like to hear from your perspective. And because this is an outlet that's well and truly away from your own relationship and or marriage, you're able to say anything you like. Change your name, change your location if you like. Contact me through the podcast or come to my website at michaelforemanwriting.com and let me know what you think, because I'd like to put a proper episode together where I'm talking on the other side. I want to hear your story and see your perspective and hopefully configure a podcast that makes sense, good sense to people like yourself. I don't know whether you're listening. The podcast does funnel back statistics on when, where, how old, what sexual groups are listening to podcasts, which is really great. I can't tell anything of where you work, how long you've been married, how long the problem has existed, which side of the argument are you coming from. It doesn't tell me any of that. But for your information, if you're listening and you want to know, the greatest age group that I'm currently broadcasting to and appealing to lies between the 35 to 60 year old age bracket. Now, it's a fairly wide age bracket, but I would have to say that about 98% of my listeners are in that area, and there's a 2% that sit around the 18 to 22 mark. And I don't know whether I put that down to married couples who are having problems. I hesitate to suggest that it's not, that it might be students at university or at college who are doing research on podcasts for whatever content. It might be about sex. It might be about sexless marriages. It might be about how people configure their podcasts. I don't know. I really don't know. But if you are taking the opportunity to contact me, can you let me know of your true age? I don't care if you change your name and your address, but your true age is a great help, no matter which side of the argument you're coming from. Okay, so this is a really short podcast, basically to gather information. It will go into the catalogue of other podcasts, and I do recommend that you go back into the historical tracks to find out what I've covered so far. There's been a very wide spectrum of discussions, and if you'd like to become part of the podcast in a one-on-one interview, then drop me a line. We've already had a couple of people do that. One of them has gone to air, and I've managed to configure the podcast in such a way that the person can't be identified from their end, just in case their spouse listens to it. I'm not thinking they would, but you never know. And that's kind of the research I'd like to do right now. Who is actually listening? Are you the sufferer or are you the denier? And if you are the denier, can you give me your reasons? What you feel are the reasons to your denial? Are you tired? Are you romantically disconnected from your partner? Do you have a health condition? Remember, you're changing your name and your location. So you can tell me anything you like. You don't know me from a bar of soap. I'm in Western Australia, and that's a long way, probably a long way from where you currently live. I've got listeners in Canada, the USA, New Zealand, India, Germany, a lot of the Asias, the UK, and Ireland. And also here in Australia, where I'm from. Not too many from Africa, but I'm not sure what the deal is. Maybe they just don't follow podcasts like the rest of the world do. I don't know enough about the culture in South Africa to find out. Maybe they just don't like listening to our tone. I don't know. But yeah, if you've got anything to say, just drop me a line here on the Dirty Rabbit Hole podcast. Now, some podcast applications allow for you to send a message back upstream, a short audio file, maybe even a short text file. Not all of them do. I don't think Spotify does, and I don't think Apple iTunes does. But if you come directly to my website at michaelformanwriting.com and find me there, you can drop me a note, and then I can give you an email address, and we can start chatting and exchanging ideas. That's how it all works. That's how it's worked in the past, and that's how it can work in the present and future. Now, I've been dropping down links on the podcast, places that you can go to talk to people who are suffering in the same situation as you. The new one that I've been putting out there is ilivein.com. Now, it's not the whole sentence. It's ILIASM. I live in a sexless marriage.com. It's a forum. There's another one called sexlessmarriage.yuku.com. YUKU.com. Sexlessmarriage.yuku.com. And there are people out there who are giving their impressions of their relationships, their histories, their ages, their approximate locations. And it's quite interesting. You're not the only one. You are definitely not the only one. And you're not the only one suffering from pain and going mad. I know I went mad, and I've said it once or twice, not here on the podcast, but in various forums, that I suffered a kind of PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, as a result of a 10-year sexless marriage following a 7-year sexless relationship. Religion came into it. I don't want to talk to you too much about that. You can listen to back episodes of the podcast to find out more of that information. And all right, that's it for the Dirty Rabbit Hole podcast this time around. I hope wherever you are in the world that you're having a great day. But just remember, it can always rain on your parade. I'll see you later.